We talk about the latest ups and downs with the Affordable Care Act. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius testified today in front of a House panel. Her message, we're committed to fixing the site, getting things right, and we're sorry. But a broken website may no longer be the only problem.
Notifications have been going out to many Americans that their health insurance policies are being canceled at the end of the year, something the administration had previously said wouldn't happen.
And we want to hear from you on this. Have you tried using healthcare.gov? What was your experience? Or did you receive one of these termination notices for your health care plan? How do you feel about it? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send us an email, talk@WPR.org. Bobby Peterson's with us, founder and director of ABC for Health Incorporated. Bobby, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
So Kathleen Sebelius, as I mentioned, spoke today. She says she's sorry, committed to getting things fixed. Is that good enough, do you think?
Well, you know, it's been frustrating, and I think that a lot of people are looking for some leadership on the issue from both the White House and from the Secretary. You know, they've got a short window here to get things working, and they're under a lot of pressure, and they got a big job to do. And hopefully they'll get it done.
We talked to a guest last week who said this website problem is just the tip of the iceberg. It's a sign that this program is going to be a disaster in other ways as well. From having talked to you in the past, I'm assuming you don't agree with that.
Well, I don't think you can really know that at this point. You know, you're reading the tea leaves a bit, but obviously this was a major undertaking, and probably there should have been a lot more time in design and testing. You know, you build small and build up, and this was a lot all at once, drawing from a lot of different databases and a lot of people hitting the site, you know, all at one moment. So am I surprised that they had some trouble? No. Am I surprised that they had as much trouble as they did? Absolutely.
Do you think it's discouraging people from signing up? Do you think they'll be permanently discouraged if they haven't been able to sign up so far?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, people are in some ways used to these types of glitches in some ways. I mean, you know, there's a long enough window for people to still sign up and to get coverage. I think it's just a matter of patience and getting some of the glitches ironed out and then, you know, signing up on the website. And I do believe that I believe the secretary and the technical team when they say that everything should be operating smoothly by the end of November.
What advice are you offering to people who are having trouble signing up?
Patience. I think that, you know, keep trying. We're frustrated too. I mean, we're obviously, you know, we're not happy that this isn't working the way it should. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been waiting a long time for healthcare coverage. The thing about it is that none of the coverage would start until January 1st anyway. We do have time. We can, you know, help people. It's an opportunity to counsel people, understand what some of the other options might be. One thing I think, you know, a lot of folks have to be careful about the different options that are available, because just going to the marketplace immediately might not be the best option for them. They may have eligibility for certain disability programs that should be evaluated. They may be eligible for certain veterans benefits that need to be carefully evaluated. So this is a time to carefully evaluate the coverages that might be out there for you to see if the marketplace really is the right place for you.
A new development this week, and some in Congress have been throwing this at various administration officials, evidently notices going out to Americans informing them that their health insurance policies are being canceled at the end of the year. Evidently, they're saying because of the Affordable Care Act. What's your reaction to this?
Well, I think it's maybe a downstream effect of the Affordable Care Act, but these are insurance company decisions. They're making changes in the plans, so they're no longer eligible as grandfathered plans. If the insurance companies had wanted to maintain these plans and keep them in their current situation and keep their current, you know, enrollees, they could have done that. But they decided to end these products. And this is an unusual in some ways. This happens quite a bit in the individual marketplace. There's quite a bit of change in policy and plans that people typically move from. So it's not all on the Affordable Care Act. I think there's a big part of this that's on the insurers that decided we're going to terminate these plans and move and upgrade our policies to conform to federal law and requirements.
We'll get to the callers in just a moment, but are there any unique challenges or maybe opportunities facing us here in Wisconsin?
Well, we have a number of challenges. I think that, you know, we have 500,000, 600,000 people out there that are healthcare refugees looking for coverage now. And you know, there are opportunities once the marketplace gets opened up, but we've got people that are losing their coverage through the high-risk pool. That's 25,000 people that are going to be without coverage as of January 1st and need to get coverage to the marketplace. We've got between 77,000 and 92,000 parents of BadgerCare-eligible children that are losing their coverage. They need to identify coverage for themselves, you know, for January 1st, so they don't lose coverage. So there's a lot of confusion, a lot of people trying to get answers, and unfortunately, right now, it's hurry up and wait.
To the phones now at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, talking about the Affordable Care Act, and Phil in Madison starts us off. Phil, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment, then I'll take a listen to it afterwards, but I don't understand the whole flap about the internet and doing it on the online. Can't they just fill out some paperwork and mail it? Did they forget that we have a large postal service that can send in the mail and they can be registered?
Gotcha. Thanks for the call, Phil. Bobby, is that an option?
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that is one of the options. The mail-in option is available, and it certainly is. It's definitely a way to go for people that want to get that in right away. It's gonna, you know, there are some issues with that too, because obviously the mail-in information all has to be keyed into the system still, and so there may be still some delays with that. I'm not sure about the turnaround time. I've heard from some certified application counselors that it was about 2 or 3 weeks that people were hearing about their mail-in application, so that's not too bad.
All right, thanks for the call. We've got Kathy in Potosi with us now. Kathy, hi, you're on the air.
Kathy from Potosi, that's me.
That's you, go for it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was one of the, I think they said 92,000 people that got a notice in the mail that my BadgerCare was going to be done with by the end of December, is BadgerCare core plan. And so I, you know, on October 1st, I was all ready to get on there. I got there first thing in the morning, and I spent a couple weeks trying to get, you know, it through the website. I've given up for now. I'm glad I didn't try again on Sunday because, it sounds like nobody got through. But, you know, I am going to try again. But, and also the other way it affected me, too, even before October 1st, was that we had a meeting at work, and those of us that worked about 40 hours a week are cut back to 29 hours a week. And they didn't say why. I don't think they officially told us why, but because of the insurance. They would have to, if anybody that works over 30 hours a week, or at least 30 hours a week, they would have to insure. And the people that work there in my category don't, you know, they've never given us insurance before. So first I got cut, my hours cut way back. Then I lost my BadgerCare insurance, and I only make $13,000 a year. But all of a sudden I'm over the amount.
Gotcha.
Right.
Kathy,
right.
Thanks for calling. So let's tackle that second point. Are businesses lowering people's hours to not have them over the threshold where they'd have to provide insurance?
I think that that might be happening out there. I think it's probably, there's a lot more factors for business to think about than just that one metric. But I'm not surprised that some companies have done that. It's probably short-sighted. But there are opportunities then for folks through the marketplace. And for the caller who was a core plan enrollee, that's a program that's been really expanded to standard Medicaid. So if she was on the core plan, you know, patients getting the enrolling in the through the marketplace or through the WisconsinAccess.gov site are options for her. She should probably do it after November 18th anyway, because the state is changing their formula so that it calculates income correctly. So it's going to provide her with some pretty good coverage compared to what she had on the core plan. The BadgerCare Plus standard plan is going to be a good benefit for her patients. She should be able to get in as long as she applies before December 15th.
Thanks for the call, Kathy, and good luck to you. Ashley writes on Facebook, on Central Time at WPR on Facebook, I really think that everyone is getting out of hand with attacking this woman, Kathleen Sebelius. She is not the cause of the website issues. Have you ever gone shopping on Black Friday? The internet is plagued with constant issues. It's not her fault. Everyone should just back off, be patient, let the IT people fix the glitches and try again to get signed up. Sounds like Ashley's maybe even a little more patient than you are on this one, Bobby.
Well, and I think I think she's right. I mean, I listened to some of the testimony, and I was really taken aback by, you know, how rude I thought some of the questions were. Obviously, there's a lot of anger and outrage at this, but, you know, I didn't think that the secretary deserved to be constantly interrupted the way she was and mischaracterized the way she was. I mean, I'm upset with her, too, and I'm upset with CMS and the whole process. I mean, they did bungle it. You know, they've apologized. They've made a really concerted effort now to get it fixed by the end of November. You know, I take them at their word on that, and I'm hopeful. But, you know, some of the gotcha sort of questions that were out there, and I just didn't think were appropriate. And I thought they weren't. That's not what the American people want. They want things to be fixed. They don't want gotcha politics in this.
Time for one more quick call from Eric in La Crosse. Eric, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm wondering about the reaching of the coverage and if all people have to sign up for Affordable Care Act or those that are excluded from having to sign up.
Still a lot of confusion out there, Bobby. Does everyone out there have to sign up under the Affordable Care Act?
No, there's, you know, probably 85% of the people out there can sit back and kind of watch the show. There's a smaller segment of the population that really is affected. I mean, all the senior citizens that are on Medicare, for the most part, won't have to do anything. People that are already covered by disability coverage don't have to do anything. For the most part, most people that have employer-sponsored insurance really don't have to do anything. This really is impacting people that are uninsured and people that are in Wisconsin, the parents on Badger Care, and people that are transitioning off of the HRSA program. So it's a lot of people, but there's a lot more that are out there that really aren't going to be affected by this at all.
All right, Bobby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
That's Bobby Peterson, founder and director of ABC for Health Incorporated.